Hello, everyone. My name is Leah Grace Barrick. I am a functional nutritionist with my own functional nutrition business called Grace Functional Nutrition. And I have a really awesome video for you today all about how to get protein in from a plant-based perspective. So I have another video that you can find that is giving you tips on how to increase protein in general with some more animal-based protein tips. But I know some of you are more plant-based. So I wanted to make you just a quick little video so that you can have some more ideas to help increase the protein in your diet. Protein is so important, and especially when we aren't eating animal-based products, sometimes it can be a little bit more difficult for us to get enough protein in. And protein is so critical for health. So it's one of those macronutrients in addition to fat and carbohydrates. And, it's really important to get throughout the day. So not just for one meal of the day, for every single meal and every single snack, we want to make sure that we're getting some source of protein in. So I have a lot of ideas for you today that I'm going to share with you, which are a lot of those tips and tools I use with my one-on-one clients and in my group programs to help everyone, meet them where they're at and help them get more protein into their diet in a way that's accessible and tastes good to them and that they can actually do. So, why do we need protein? Many reasons. It's really important, as I said, for all things health, but especially for things like blood sugar. A lot of people have imbalanced blood sugar, and this can contribute to weight gain, inflammation, even pre-diabetes and diabetes, hormone problems. So, we really want to make sure that we're balancing our meals with protein. We're also made up of protein. So our muscles, right? So those amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein, are really important for us to eat, those essential amino acids, meaning that we have to get them from our diet or we will die. So we need to make sure we're getting those essential amino acids in. Protein's also really important for immune health. So our immune system relies on us eating enough protein every day. So we need to make sure we're getting our immune system healthy by eating the protein that we need. And that's going to help fight off viruses and bacteria and manage inflammation. Protein also helps us make enzymes, which are responsible for a number of different things in our body, even things like digestion. So it's all tied in together. Protein helps us repair our cells and our body and make new cells, helps give us energy, helps improve our muscle composition. So if one of your goals is to lose weight, protein is really important because it's going to help you put on more muscle. And muscle is more metabolically active, meaning that when you have more muscle, you're going to burn more calories just at rest. So we want to make sure that we're increasing our protein in addition to things like weight training. That's going to also help with any kind of weight loss. In addition to that, protein's the most satiating macronutrient, meaning that it makes you feel the fullest the longest compared to carbohydrates and fat. So you might have noticed if you've ever eaten a meal that's just pure carbohydrates, maybe like a big bowl of pasta or something like that, you might feel full initially, but it might not last that long. So if you feel like you're someone who's hungry all the time or you can't really get satisfied, like you're always kind of looking for something else or you're rummaging through the cabinets after dinner, it's very likely that you're not getting enough protein in. So you want to focus on getting more protein in for all of those reasons. And as I mentioned, if you're animal-based, it tends to be a bit easier, but it's still possible to get that protein in from plant-based sources. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I have five main tips for you on how to get plant-based proteins into your diet. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying, this is for you if you're a vegetarian or vegan, but it's also for you if you eat animal products. If you eat fish or meat or eggs or dairy or whatever it is, everyone can benefit from these tips. So don't feel like just because you're not fully plant-based, this doesn't apply to you. This still absolutely can apply to you. So my first tip is to get a really good protein powder that you can add to a ton of different things. So there are tons of protein powders on the market that are more plant-based. So you have things like hemp protein powder, pea protein powder, rice protein powder. Often you'll find ones that are a blend of one or two or even more of these. So find one that works for you and find one that you like the taste of. Some of them taste great, some of them not so great. So it might take a little bit of trial and error. And just watch out that there's not a lot of additives. So a lot of sugars, you want to watch out for that as well. So you can really add these to everything. So you can add them to smoothies, oatmeal, oats, overnight oats, chia pudding, yogurt. So, you know, if you eat dairy, you can add it to dairy yogurt. If you don't, you can add it to plant-based yogurt, which typically is on the lower side of protein. So it's a great way to have that as a breakfast or a snack and still be getting protein in. And this is really great as well because protein powder is added to a lot of things, even things like pancakes. You can add it to your pancakes. And protein is really important to get first thing in the morning. So that's why I love having my clients make a really great protein-packed smoothie first thing in the morning, or adding it to yogurt or pancakes and that kind of thing, because we really want to be breaking our overnight fast with protein. And protein powder is a great way to do that. My second tip is to use nuts and seeds and nut butters and seed butters. So this is a healthy source of both fat and protein. So it's going to help, especially if you're adding it to things with carbohydrates, it's going to help manage your blood sugar. So one example of this is if you have a bowl of oats and you were just going to eat the oats, which is pure carbs, that's going to spike your blood sugar more than if you add 1 to 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, let's say, which has protein and has healthy fat, and that's going to slow down the absorption of blood sugar, which is going to keep you fuller for longer. It's not going to cause that inflammation that those blood sugar spikes can cause. So we want to think about all the different places that we can add nuts and seeds in. And you can get really creative with this. They're luckily very versatile and delicious. So it's a great thing to add in anywhere in your diet. And so things like peanuts and hemp seeds tend to be even higher on the higher end of the spectrum in terms of protein, but also nuts like hazelnuts and almonds, cashews and pistachios, all of those are great. So I always like to recommend to my clients, switch it up. We don't want to be eating the same thing over and over and over again. So maybe you kind of rotate your nut or seed for the week and you try a new one that you haven't tried before. And then you're getting a nice, healthy, plant-based source of protein in. So you can add these to salads. I love putting nuts and seeds on salads. You can even roast them before. So either in the oven or on the stovetop with a little bit of oil and get that nice toasted flavor, which is really delicious. You can add it to oatmeal, as I mentioned, with that peanut butter, but you can also add whole nuts to oatmeal as well, or of overnight pudding if you're doing that. You can also add it to chia seed pudding. You can make homemade granola bars, which are delicious. You can make trail mix. So really get creative with this. And of course, one of the easiest snacks is to just have a bag of nuts on hand. And there's no preparation involved, really, unless you have the whole peanut and you're peeling it, or the pistachio and you're peeling that. But in general, it's a very quick and easy balanced snack or a thing to add to your meals for some of that healthy fat and healthy protein. So I highly recommend using those nuts and seeds and nut butter where you can. My next tip is to choose high protein options of the food you're already eating. So what this means is, let's say you're having pasta night at your house, and typically you use a regular wheat pasta, or maybe you're gluten-free and use a rice pasta or a corn pasta. And so with this, we can still have pasta night and make it even higher protein by making a choice of something, a food that has more protein naturally. So this would be an example of using something like bean pasta. So they have pastas made of black beans and chickpeas and legumes and things like edamame. And all of these naturally have a higher amount of protein in them. So you're still having pasta night, but pasta night is getting even healthier and higher in protein, which is great. And it's going to be much better for your blood sugar than it would be if you were just having your regular pasta with little to no protein. So making those swaps shops of foods you already like, you're already going to buy, and just reading labels and looking at that label and looking at how much protein per serving is in each of those foods, and can you make the decision to choose one that has more protein? Another example of choosing a high protein option would be using something like quinoa, which is a grain. It's technically a pseudo grain and it's a seed, but we mostly just call it a grain, and it's very high in protein. So an example of a swap for this would be choosing to have quinoa on the side of, let's say, your tofu and vegetables instead of something like rice. Or you could even make a breakfast cereal out of quinoa instead of having a breakfast cereal of oats or oatmeal. So kind of like a porridge type situation. So that's another example where you're choosing quinoa, higher protein, over rice, which is a little bit lower protein. If you do eat dairy, choosing things like Greek yogurt, which is higher in protein, over regular yogurt will help you get more protein in, again, if you are already going to have the dairy. Cottage cheese is another one that's packed with protein as well. So if you want to have that is an option for you too. So my fourth tip is to add beans, lentils, and edamame to your meal. So of course, there's also tofu and tempeh. Tempeh is fermented soybeans. Both of those are going to be high in protein and be great to add into your meals or snacks and that kind of thing. But you can also add beans and lentils and edamame to things like salads again. You can add them to grain bowls, which is a great option. I love having just a big bowl of, some grains and some plant-based protein and a bunch of veggies and a really good dressing. That's a great way to add them in as well. And you can also do things like making your own veggie burgers. So you can do this with legumes. There are tons of recipes online, thankfully, that can show you how to do this. And it's pretty easy and a great way to make your own. And then you can really control what's in there versus buying a store-bought brand that might have some additives in there that you don't want, or you might like to kind of control the taste a bit more when you make it at home. Another one that I love to do is make some roasted chickpeas. So roasted chickpeas are delicious, even just to munch on their own, but they're going to give you that plant-based protein. They're also going to give you a lot of fiber, which is really important for gut health. Most people don't even get half as much fiber as they should be eating every day. So this is a really delicious and easy way to have some extra protein, plant-based protein and fiber. So you can have them on their own, or you can add them to, your grain bowl or your dinner or your salad or whatever it is that you are eating. And then, of course, you can do things like make hummus from the chickpeas. So if you have those canned beans, they're really easy to just quickly pull out, give them a rinse, add them to salads, add them to anything. If you're short on time, they're great to have. Of course, you can make them from scratch as well if you'd like. I love using an Instant Pot or pressure cooker for this and just buying the beans in bulk and soaking them. But that's another option as well, just to have a big batch on hand. Maybe you do meal prep on a Sunday, and then you just add them to everything throughout the week, and they're already cooked. So it's really easy and accessible for you. Lastly, adding some protein-packed superfoods is a great way to just get some additional protein in. So, two of my favorite examples are nutritional yeast. So, this has 4 grams of protein per tablespoon. So, if you haven't had nutritional yeast before, it is delicious. It is so yummy. It has a cheesy flavor. So a lot of times in dairy-free recipes, they'll use nutritional yeast. So I love adding it on top of pasta. I love adding it on top of sauteed greens. I love it on top of like grain bowls, or you can add it to dressings. You can really get creative. You can put it on popcorn. It's so delicious. You will probably want to add it to everything. So that's one. And then spirulina is another one. So spirulina is a blue-green algae packed with nutrients, and it has 4 grams of protein per tablespoon. So again, this you might want to add to smoothies and that kind of thing to get some extra protein in there. So those are my 5 tips for you. I really hope that you found that helpful and you have some ideas. Again, whether you're plant-based, fully partially or you do eat meat, you can still use many of these tips and tools and incorporate them into your diet because a lot of them also have fiber. And as I mentioned, most people aren't getting enough fiber. So you're getting the protein and you're getting the fiber with this. And so as I mentioned before as well, when we are plant-based, we need to be extra intentional to really make sure we're getting that protein in. So every single meal and every single snack, you want to know what your source of protein is. And hopefully this was helpful in getting those wheels turning and giving you some ideas of ways that you can add more protein in a way that feels good and tastes good to you. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you found this helpful and I will see you next time.